face wasn't in it. Damn, bitch, do scams all beat it. Bands in my head look pretty. Hit another band on the gram, I lit it. When I was broke, man, she fronted. But then I got rich and I hit it. Homie, I'm dance, I jiggy. Weed is so strong, I feel like I'm Popeye off the spinach. I cut the corner and bend it. Bitch, I'm a menace like Dennis. Don't sell me pussy, I need a percentage. If you gon' fuck me, this shit is expensive. Nordstrom rack, swipe my gift. Damn, I ain't been broke in a minute.
Fucking you right in the kidney tonight. Verbose.xyz.
Fuck you right in the kidney tonight.
Verbose.xyz.
Oh my god, something really bad is happening.
Oh my god, something really bad is
happening.
Hold on,
I have to fix.
Oh my god, something.
I don't know.
Really bad. Hold on.
Literally, I have like 15 million repeating sounds of myself.
15 million repeating sounds of
I don't know how it's still happening too. It's weird.
Wow, feedback, huh? Echo, echo, echo. Wow. Feedback, huh?
Oh, you're echoing too. What the fuck is this coming from? Oh, you're echoing.
Dope.
Too?
This is cool.
Bro,
is it tripping you out? Is it like audio LSD?
Oh my god. I wonder if this is coming through on the stream. Fuck.
Oh my god. I wonder if this is coming through on the stream.
It is. It's amazing.
I wonder if this. Yes, it's amazing.
That's not the one.
Yep.
Is that the one? Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. Yeah.
You can. Oh my god, I think I fixed it. Oh fuck.
Oh shit. We
sorry about that for Verbose.xyz. I had a fucking extra channel going on in OBS and it was literally repeating the song over and over again. I felt like I was at a really bad fucking Keller Williams concert. You guys are too You guys out there are too young to know Keller Williams, aren't you? Fucking hippie ass jam band, dude. Oh wow, that was fucking. Whew, that was intense. I was hoping to be fucking your kidneys tonight. But instead,
deep.
Yeah.
You got that deep instead.
Instead, I got fucking
deep.
Repeated on.
You got that deep instead.
Instead, I got fucking. Oh, I know what it's coming from. It's coming from. Sharing your screen.
I know what it's coming from. It's coming from sharing your screen.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so. You think I have an echo? You think I'm causing this problem?
Yes. Yeah.
I think so.
Mute it.
Wow. You think I have an echo? You think I'm causing Mute what?
Yes.
Or stop the video.
Mute it. Wow. Mute what?
Yes. Or stop the
video. It's not playing?
Hmm.
Or stop the
video. It's not playing. Oh. You just want me to stop the screen share?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that fixed it! That literally, sharing the screen does that. Oh my god, that was insane. I gotta give it out to Discord right now, though. Literally, normally we can't do this magic with Discord, and I feel that what has literally happened is that they decided to open up their bandwidth so that people dealing with the coronavirus could have a way of communicating. What is it now, like 10 people before you could have in a video call, now it's 15?
50. You can share your screen with 50 people simultaneously. Now, you see, only be 10. They raised it up to 50 because of coronavirus.
Holy
They're going hard.
Shit. That is fucking crazy, man. They are going hard. Going hard in the paint. And I give it up to them, you know. In a time where you gotta be the boy in the bubble, you might as well be able to fucking hang out and play video games together. So fuck yeah. If you're one of those cool hip companies out there, or you're working for one of those cool hip companies out there, who are like, oh yeah, let's use Discord. Yeah, we could do that. It'd be easy for us to be able to, you know, communicate and share and things like that. Don't use your current Discord name. That would be very, very bad. Because you know that you and I, we go on the internet, not on our names, but definitely to say the N-word. I think that's why the internet was invented. What do you think, Crafter? No?
I mean, that and pornography. I mean, you know, like... Do you really want them to also see your username on Pornhub? I mean, come on, you know? Some of those comments should remain private.
Give me a break, bro. You have a user on Pornhub?
No. I mean, I'm sure some people do. Not me.
I don't have a user, but I don't need a user to watch the free shit.
Yeah. Plus, you upgrade to premium. Shout out to Pornhub.
Shout out to Pornhub. Get that premium, y'all. Cyberbullying and fapping. Agreed, Juno. Agreed. But, like, I mean, for honestly, like, how long do you need from a video? Like, 5 minutes at the most, right? Like, 30 seconds, 5 minutes, you're good. Fucking, you get a preview, and it just shows you, like, the good juicy bits, like, the girl taking off her clothes, and then sucking dick, and then getting fucked, and then getting jizzed on. It's, like, the progression. You just need to see those highlights, and you're good, you know?
I mean, it's true. Like, the 7 minutes of porn is that's all you really need. You don't need to. Otherwise, you're just fast-forwarding through parts waiting. Like, God damn, how long does this guy fucking jerk off on her face? God damn, I've jerked off just sitting looking, watching him fucking faster than this. What the fuck? Am I gay now? What happened?
You're not gay as long as you're fast-forwarding. If you're fast-forwarding, if you're watching it in real time, then you're gay. But if you're fast-forwarding through it, yeah, you're fine.
But if right when you come is like right when like it's just a still shot of like dick and balls, does that make you gay?
If it's a still shot in your mind, like it took,
yeah, like
it
it's
took,
burned in, like you know, like you're like, oh, like that, just a dick that, and balls it doesn't, right now.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you're gay, but if you paused it on there for the still shot and then stared at it as you fucking allowed yourself to ejaculate, then yeah, you gay. Shout out to gay people. My religion does not allow me to like you. I like you, but God hates you.
Yeah, God said no. It is detestable to lie with a man as you do a woman. Or yada yada something. Also, I can't wear mixed cloths. 100% cotton only.
100% cotton only. And yeah, let's fucking rape and pillage this bitch. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm all about. Let's fucking dig up some coal and shit. Or we should frack some shit. That'd be really good. That'd be cool. But in the name of God, we shall do it. Huh? What? What was that?
Frack is whack.
Frack is whack? You think frack is whack? Why do you say frack is whack?
I don't know.
No?
I've been told by Green Party liberals that it's dangerous.
Is the Green Party a liberal party, you think?
They are a socialist party.
That's awesome. Well, shout out to all those Nazis out there in TV watching land. Neither side of the aisle, we're just happy you're watching. But fracking is no joke, man. The thing that weirds me out about it the most, like, essentially what fracking is, and people have this misconception that they're looking for oil. That's not what they're looking for. Most of the time, it's natural gas. And it's, you know, kind of like spread out into these shale bits. So what they do is they horizontally drill into these areas. And it's kind of like a straw that they set up that is just meant to absorb everything. So what they do is to displace, because the gas is heavier than the air itself, so it's going to settle in there. You're not going to get it through. But what they do is they pump like some sort of liquid into the ground, and then it diffuses out all of the gas, and that's how they fucking get it. So a couple big problems there. When you're going horizontally, now you're poking into what could possibly be like watersheds, and in areas like the desert, fucking water is hard to come by. Oh, damn, what the fuck happened here? You got fucking, you got ass going on, bro. Dude, people will show up for that.
Yeah, it's to bring it in. We need to let these people know these issues you're talking about.
Exactly. So, and that's the second part of it. 1.5 is ass and titties. Part two of it is what's in this compound that they're actually shooting into the ground. A lot of people don't really know what it is. That's the fucking weird thing about it. So, like, some people have theorized or have gotten leaked information from here. I don't know how these channels work, but that there might be radioactive materials within it. So you're pumping radioactive materials into the ground, potentially, and fucking displacing the gas out to claim it. Now, you're talking about mantle areas and things like that. It could fuck shit up. And You're also talking about, like, again, destroying water supplies. And I think if we look back, you know, the media cycle is so fucking ADHD. You look back, like, even 2 years ago, you're seeing people in areas in, like, Arkansas that can turn on their tap water and fucking light that shit on fire. So, I don't know. You know, I like being energy dependent, and a part of me, or independent, rather, and a part of me wants to keep that going, but another part of me wants to slow, you know, at least create a slowdown. Try to kind of research what's going on, see if there's actually anything to what's going on, being more forthright with the compounds that they're using to extract this oil, or this gas, rather, and fucking, and then come up with a solution scientifically to be able to have your compromise, right? You can't just fucking go out there willy-nilly like this works and then not be accountable for the repercussions of what it does to those areas. We fucking live here, you know? We live here too. But that's my rant on fracking. If you didn't know, that's what fracking is. Fractional drilling is what that shit is. And it happens here too, you know? Which is cool and all, but with Russia pumping out gas and oil right now, like it's no fucking tomorrow, it's driven the price of oil down like to $30 a barrel in these parts. The money that we sustain on to keep this state rolling, fucking, it's drying up, you know, with that oil money. And these companies are already functioning at like a net zero profit. Believe it or not, fucking oil tycoons, net zero profit. Some crazy shit, bro. Fucking Corona, though, don't matter. We all gonna die. Am I right, Crafter?
Oh, yeah. And fucking if you got crypto, you're already dying. Fucking 40% losses in Bitcoin. It's down to like 4,000 something now. Get ready to buy.
You're fucking kidding me. I bought too early. Oh, my God. 4,000? Wait a minute. I gotta just see the ticker come around again. Litecoin at 29. Jesus Christ. What's BNB? I don't even know what that is. Or HT. XTZ, is that Stellar Lumen?
These oil guys are making billions. Yeah. All us crypto guys are losing money. Stock market's losing money. We're all fucking panicking, buying up all the toilet paper so I can't wipe my ass.
That's the craziest shit.
They're still trying to tell us that them making more money is good for us.
Right? That's the craziest thing, too, about the speech. We should actually play a little bit of that because, like, that fucking speech that Trump did, the thing that's crazy and most about it is that, like, the stimuli that he would be giving to this, to our economy, those are going to small businesses and corporations that will feel the liquidity, right? It keeps these businesses afloat. So essentially the peasants are stuck in the same state that they are, and the businesses could just operate like business as usual. We have to pay taxes on these workers if we have them, but we'll look, it'll be bad optics if we fire them, so if we get some money out there, at least we can keep them around. Keep the slaves around, bitches. That's what it's about right there. That. Am I right? No?
Yeah.
Literally, Bitcoin isn't showing up on this list. They're like, fuck, we're too ashamed to even show it. It blows my mind. Yeah. So fucking, we got some cool shit tonight. Got some cool shit that we're talking about tonight. Obviously, we're gonna get to some clips later. We're gonna talk some coronavirus and all that fun shit. There's some tech stuff I wanted to fucking talk about. I can't even fucking remember now, man. It's been a long fucking week, dude. My butthole has been fucking on fire for the past like 8 days or something. On fire. Dude, what the fuck? $4,607. Amazing. That is insane. Yeah, I fucking bought too early today. I think I bought at 5.8. And I was stoked at that point, dude. You know what I mean? Fuck.
Yeah. Everything's going into the gutter.
mm-hmm. I do truly believe, though, we'll have a snapback. It's going to be a fucking rubber band. We're going to end up on one end of it, and it's going to fucking throw to the other. It's been 14 days?
14 days of butthole fire? God damn.
Thank you, Smash, for throwing out the facts.
Damn, you got corona before anybody.
My butthole got corona first.
Butthole corona.
I got butthole corona. Nah, but for real, I thought it was like butthole cancer for a minute there. Like I was gonna lose my butthole. Like I was gonna have to go the rest of my life without a butthole. But I'm actually sitting in a chair without foam right now. I even cut a hole in some foam so I could fucking let my butthole rest while I was sitting in my fucking chair at work. That's how it is. But I won't have time to sit when the shit hits. Okay, 11 days. That sounds a little bit more like it. But I don't, you know, fucking, I won't have time to sit when the shit hits the fan, that's for sure. Because the shit's gonna hit the fan, boys and girls. You fucking wait. It's gonna be beautiful. with crypto in the tank and fucking the stock market down. How much percent is the stock market down currently?
10% loss across the board on pretty much everything.
Wow, dude. It hasn't been like this since 1987.
Shit's going bad.
Boozy, you telling me fucking, you know, you're saying 14 days. It feels like 14 days. Yeah, you're right. It feels like an eternity. When your butthole's on fire, it feels like an eternity. But back to the economy. what credit do you give coronavirus to our current state, or are there other factors in play?
I mean, it could be coronavirus, but it just feels so reactionary to think, I don't know, is it just profit-taking? Is it being safe? I have no idea. But, like, the losses have, you know, trickled down to local economies and, you know, like, even teacher funds and 401ks. I mean, they're experiencing lots of losses. I mean, that's not a good thing. Why would people panic themselves into that?
Like, right. Seriously. And what's with the toilet paper thing? Do you know?
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. I think it's just people, like, I think, you know, what do I need stockpiled in case I can't go anywhere? Toilet paper. And they just buy every fucking piece they can fucking buy. It's insane.
That's fucking beautiful, man. I feel like it happened in other countries, and, like, we just emulated it as the virus spiraled towards us. Are you freaked out about the potential of getting coronavirus?
I'm not really freaked out about it, and I've kind of accepted that it probably will happen eventually. Everyone's getting that shit.
You think everybody? You think everybody's going to get it? You think...
I mean, I would say... Oh, what's that? Half a percent of the population? You know, like 12 million people? Like, a state like ours, maybe like 10,000 plus...
Yeah, see, Boozy knows, like, I buy fucking TP in bulk. I'm not even fucking worried about this shit. But
I don't, like, if someone is going and buying all the toilet paper at a store, and then after all this shit hits the fan, they're still showing up at the store to buy other things, they're a dick. You're a dick. You're gonna come every fucking day to the goddamn store, and you took all the toilet paper for what? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you fucking, you know a family member, or you heard through the grapevine, you're getting them supplies because someone's fucking, you know, dying. All of their organs are failing as their lungs bleed out. then you're a dick. Otherwise, you're a dick.
Or you're a dick. Or if, like, you're really locking yourself down, like you're going into an underground bunker, or you're just locking your door for 2 weeks, not coming the fuck out, fine. Have as much fucking toilet paper as you want. But if you're going to come out here in the real world with us, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you stockpiling for coming out and living like normal? Like,
right. Wait, what was this? Juno says, hey, Miles, did you see how there was a YouTuber who found a 15-year-old, what is that, Dasani? And it was from a batch that was found to have cancer-causing chemicals. What the fuck? It was a UK bottle, and... him and another YouTuber drank it. Interesting. I'd probably do it, though. I think all plastic bottles are cancer-causing, really. What do you think, Crafter? Would you drink...
I know, definitely.
Would you drink
when
the cancer?
Any plastic is heated, it releases estrogen. And so the more heated your plastic is, the more estrogen you're consuming. Which is definitely not good for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you're... A woman going through menopause and you need that extra estrogen, that's the only people who need it.
Or you're a gay frog.
Or a gay frog.
Yeah, that is a possibility. But I think that's atrazine. I think I misspoke on that. That atrazine, good shit, though. I'll tell you what. Love me some fucking atrazine. I will chug that every day of my life. I already have butthole cancer anyway, so I might as well fucking chug some atrazine. I'm all about it. We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. I don't believe that at all. What credence do you give to holding China's feet to the fire as far as Wuhan is concerned? And the laboratory that was there?
I mean, if the laboratory created it, there's a lot of fucking questions to be asked and a lot of laws that have to be fucking passed to make sure something like this doesn't happen again. If it was something naturally occurring in the environment, it might be more scary. Whose fault is it?
Well, I don't know if that's the case. Like, the thing about the coronavirus or coronaviruses, they're very similar to that which a common cold, right? So, like, you got a common cold thing going on. And, oh, by the way, when it mutates, it gets weaker. That's an interesting thing about the structure of this. So, essentially, it's a bad cold. Over time, as it mutates, it gets weaker. I think this is oversaid in a lot of ways, but I think it might be overblown. I think a lot more, I'd still taken the stance of a lot more people die from flu every year, you know, and the same kind of age range too. It's usually like elderly, you know, or really young people. And the great thing about coronavirus, it doesn't seem to be affecting younger populations, you know. My packages from China are coming way quicker, I swear. Oh shit! We should go ahead.
I mean, like, this guy doesn't look like anything like the flu. I never had a flu that fucking made me look like this motherfucker. I'll tell you that much.
You haven't?
No.
I guess he's got fucking. Yeah, let's fucking do this. Fuck it. Throw one at me. And CNN. Literally, this video is CNN fucking, they're interviewing a guy who has coronavirus. I think we're having technical difficulties with this. Are you playing the video?
I was. Is it, did it stop sharing? All
yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Oh, shit. We lost a crafter. Only momentary. Oh, hey, what up? You back. How's it going?
Yeah, just fucking Discord just like, nope. It was like, nah, you can't do this shit, man. It's okay. It restarted all by itself. Thank you. Let's do this again.
Yeah, actually, Juno, it's not a flu. It's a cold. Interestingly enough. Juno, it's not a flu. It's a cold. Oh, wait. Interestingly enough. Juno, it's not a flu. It's a cold. Oh, wait.
So you've heard from some that coronavirus is just like the flu. Let's talk to someone who's experiencing it right now.
Wait, you gotta pause it.
He's living with coronavirus. He's currently under quarantine.
Wait, you gotta pause it. Yeah, literally, it brought back the echo.
Wait, you gotta pause it.
Yeah, literally, it brought
back. God damn it. I guess we're doing audio-only clips and putting some nice booties up on
yeah,
here.
Yeah, good call.
We're doing audio-only clips and putting some nice booties
give
up
give me this yeah, link. Here call. We go. Oh, God damn it. We're not in a fucking channel with a bot?
We can be.
Oh, God damn it. Let's move.
All right, let's do this.
We can be.
Oh, God damn it.
Duke. Oh, my God. That was amazing. I don't think that it's because Crafter's watching the stream. I think what happened is that he records on his end, on OBS, and I fucking I stream on my end. Via OBS, and we have a ton of like mic setup and like weird setups for like multiple virtual audio devices and shit, so it's really hard to pinpoint where like which device is doing that. So yeah, sorry about that, a little bit of technical difficulties, but you gotta love some fucking Don Lemon. We won't hit that one. are you gonna post these in general? We'll pause throughout this one because this is kind of a longer clip, but and it's a shame you won't be able to hear his face, but it's beautiful because this guy goes on sweating like fuck, dying, you know what I mean, and he's being interviewed by CNN, and CNN's trying to give him the hard questions, and he just brings it to Jesus. All right, hit play on this motherfucker. It's beautiful, invoking God. on CNN like only the coronavirus could do.
So you've heard from some that coronavirus is just like the flu. Let's talk to someone who's experiencing it right now. Clay Bentley, he's living with coronavirus.
Clay Bentley!
In a quarantine in a hospital room in Rome, Georgia, just outside Atlanta. He recently posted this message to his loved ones.
Didn't look good. Didn't look good for a while.
This guy is profusely sweating.
But
and he's got the nose thing in to breathe through.
That when you got the word of God standing on, there ain't no weapon formed against you to prosper. Had a lot of people contact me, let me know, pray. You just don't know what that means.
Wow, powerful.
He's with us now live from Cisco. His hospital room is under quarantine right now. We're also joined by Dr. Carlos Del Rio, professor of medicine and global health at Emory University. Clay, we're just so glad that you turned the corner. Can you tell us how you're doing this morning?
Well, I think I've turned the corner. I think I'm improving, getting better. It's been a long road. I'm getting through it. I'm improving daily.
Tell us, Clay, if you can, how the hospital first reacted with your symptoms, etc., and how quickly they tested you. Because it's our understanding that they sent you home before testing you, and you came back a few days later. How did that go down?
I came to the hospital last Monday, really, really sick. So they kept me in the hospital all day, ran tests, ran flu, put fluids through me all day. They asked me if I'd been out of the country, if I'd been to China, different places in the world, and I told them no. So they said, well, the flu's coming back negative, so it don't mean you don't have the flu. They're just not 100 negative, so it's going to send you home.
Don't mean you don't have the flu.
So they sent me home on Monday, so it's going to send you home.
Don't mean you don't have the flu.
So they sent me home on Monday, so it's going to send you
over the next few days.
So and I wound up coming, but well, I wound up calling the hospital on Friday morning, and I said, I feel like y'all just sent me home to die.
I feel like hell, sent me home to die.
So, you know, they told me to come immediately back to the hospital, so. Once I got back to the hospital, then they started realizing that I probably have the coronavirus, and got in touch with the CDC, started doing tests, and it all came back positive. So, you know, the thing that they talk about being out of the country.
My
is,
God, listen to this guy. He's fucking hard as shit.
Yeah.
Positive.
You know, I don't
it,
go anywhere. I'm retired.
Test so. Came back very.
We need a translator.
We see, obviously, that you have...
So, what's funny, too, because this guy is trying to give... Right? She's, like, trying to bring him back into the conversation.
They have given.
Tell us about the treatment. And then the guy tries to hardball him questions again. But it's just... To me, it's fucking ridiculous, because it's fucking...
It feels ridiculous. It's like the same guy like that they would get for, like, a UFO abduction.
The alien
it's like the same
came
guy, like,
down
they would get for, like, a UFO abduction.
Positive
the alien
it's like the asshole. You know, like, fuck!
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Did the coronavirus make him retarded, or was he retarded before?
He was retarded before. That's literally what's happened. And I think that looking at the guy, it seems like he might have some issues that caused him to be in that place too, you know? Like, really, he's got the nose thing in. Maybe he's, you know, experiencing some other lung issues that brought him to that point. I don't know, man. Bravo to you, CNN, for doing it before Fox News did. Bring on a motherfucker that has coronavirus to scare the people. Be afraid, because this is about to be you!
You're gonna die!
You see this
you're
guy?
You're gonna hit your butthole with a sock, and you're gonna die!
You're gonna have to wipe your butthole with a sock. It's so true, though. Oh, I saw a beautiful meme today. It was fucking, toilet paper alternative number 3, and it was this guy with his pants down at the fucking mall, using the escalator thing to wipe his ass. Man.
That's awful.
Yeah. And what's beautiful about that, too, is if you have coronavirus, it spreads it, because corona spreads through shit particles.
Dun, da, 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 the more you know.
The more you know, bitches. Fuck. Oh, my God. What else is going on in the world, Crafter? If you fucking tell
corona.
Me, tell me a story.
It's
that,
all corona.
I guess it kind of is all corona, in a lot of ways.
With no lime, all corona, no lime. No one wants that shit.
Oh, dude, without lime, corona beer is absolutely fucking disgusting. It is necessary to have with a lime. I prefer actually a lemon and lime because it kills that I just ate a skunk's vagina taste. Yeah. Literally.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're welcome for that. Fucking verbose.xyz if you're just joining us. Thank you very, very much. The most underappreciated, underwatched podcast in all of the interwebs. Bringing it to you fucking real life, dude. And nothing like letting a good crisis go to waste, in my opinion. This particular crisis, there's not even fucking crumbs left on the ground, let me tell you what. And everybody's getting to it. My favorite thus far, though, is always Shifty Shift. We got that clip from Shifty Shift. Will you play that one for us? This is him going off about how Trump is not responding to the coronavirus as seriously as he should. I'd like to fucking make that known to the world. Here we go.
We have a very public job. Our job, indeed, is interacting with the public. But more broadly than that, given the pace at which this virus is being transmitted, we have to anticipate that every major workplace is going to be touched by this virus. And what really matters is how we prepare for that, how we try to control and address and mitigate that. And time is very precious.
Okay.
There were a lot of things I wish I'd heard in the president's speech.
Oh, here we go.
Here that really concerned me. Because when you have a major health crisis like this, incompetence kills.
What?
Incompetence kills. And the response thus far from the administration has been unfortunately plagued with incompetence, and in particular, not getting those tests out there quickly so we could see who was infected, where they were infected, what steps could be taken to really mitigate the spread of this virus. And we're now in the position of trying to make up for lost time that we will never get back.
Okay, is Shifty Shift wrong or right in this situation? What do you think?
Trump's speech was weird. His eyes looked all fucked up. He looked like
he got corona. He got that corona. Yeah.
But I feel like he did cover those things. Like, you know, like it was just like straight from like CDC handbook. You know, like wash your hands, cover your nose. Like he literally said that in the speech. You know, like, stay away from large groups of people. Like, I think he went over all the recommended advice in the speech. I watched the whole damn thing. It was not great, but I think all that information was there.
Interesting, man. I agree with you. And I also think that Trump acted early with the whole closing the borders to China. You know what I mean? That to me was a big sign that the Dems don't give a fuck what Trump does. They're just going to go against him, right? Because, like, they've literally what happens in that situation, they fucking, he closed the borders on China. Oh, no, this is the wrong decision. We're overreacting. Now the Chinese people are going to be profiled, right? That was the instant reaction to that shit. Then, fucking, Pence is talking about tests. Trump is talking about tests. It's all tests, tests, tests. And reversing the actions that Trump made for the FDA to interfere in these tests being made available because they're not FDA approved. Fucking, that was Trump. That was Trump and Pence working together. They say, oh, they're going to fuck shit up. Well, sure, we did have to watch them pray. And some of you may be offended by that. But invoke God, Trump. Because that, if you keep invoking Trump, I can keep hating gays. That's the rule. That's the rule. Wait a minute, where was I going with this tangent? Fuck. God damn it.
God damn it.
Wait, where was
Shifty
I at?
Shift here.
Yeah.
I feel like this whole like video though. Like, I mean, I don't like Trump. I'm not a Republican. I don't really support the guy. But in this example, like it seems like this is he's saying, I expected a better response from the government while he's part of the government, and like it's like I want better results. I don't want to give you any hints on what those would be. You know, like I don't like. Why doesn't he come up with the answer? He's an elected official. Why isn't he had, you know, something to tell us what we're supposed to be doing instead of this? I don't think anyone has any fucking clue what to do.
That is correct.
And he's saying, you know, like, this is not an immediate, fast response. He's not letting us know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, why aren't you? Why aren't you heading this up?
why are you just blaming? Like, it's just like easy to blame the person in charge. But if you don't have the answer, why do you expect them to?
Yeah, totally. And that speaks exactly to my point, which is that no matter what, either way that Trump goes with it, it's just an opportunity for political bashing, an opportunity for politicalization, an opportunity to undermine his presidency so they can interject their version of globalism. I'm enjoying Trump's version of globalism right now, except he got dealt a bad hand with the coronavirus. This is going to fuck his shit up. It could be a make or break for Trump in a lot of ways. And you're right. It is very interesting how it looked. Let's play a couple minutes of him actually giving the speech yesterday, just to kind of like analyze what his face looked like and shit. Because, I mean, there's some weird shit. He has some weird mannerisms going on right now. And obviously the guy is under unbelievable amounts of pressure with this. And this is the kind of event that'll make or break it. I think. Possibly. Here we go. This was last night playing. Address the Nation. He was actually late to... Here we go.
Tonight, I want to speak with you about our nation's unprecedented response to the coronavirus outbreak that started in China and is now spreading throughout...
Oh, wait, right. You can't see his face. God damn it. Today, the world health... He's got some shit to say. Here we go.
...officially announced that this is a global pandemic.
Pandemic, an epidemic of world proportions.
And we are marshaling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people. This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. I am confident that by counting and continuing to take...
Can you pause for a sec?
We will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens, and we will ultimately and expeditiously...
Yeah, pause for the cause. Did you hear that in his voice? Back up like 10 seconds. He has this weird pause. He does this thing where he inhales. All right, hit play on that shit. I kind of want to hear this again. Listen out for it. Here we go.
Defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond, and we are responding with great speed and professionalism. Our team is the best anywhere in the world. At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put
I think
in
we
place
missed it, but that's
the
okay.
first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection.
Okay.
And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots.
That's a good one right there.
As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States
preceded
by travelers from Europe. After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans.
Okay, here we go. Here's the juice.
From entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days.
Yep. No travel to Europe.
The rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
Better get back.
These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea. And as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening. Earlier this week, I met with the leaders
of
the insurance industry who have agreed to waive all co-payment.
He goes in to talk about waiving copays for fucking any sort of coronavirus-related illness. He also goes into his economic plans with creating liquidity for small businesses to stabilize for employment that's out. This doesn't really guarantee anything for the major people, but like the thing that really kind of speaks to me in that I think is like a hidden gem of deals behind our back, so to speak, or not deals behind our back, but hidden in plain sight, so to speak, is the UK-Europe thing, right? Because they're close. But, you know, the our new boy Boris in place is making it so that he's protecting those borders a lot better. So because there's that deal there, the UK isn't included in that travel ban, only Europe. But I'll be damned if you'll be able to get through that border if you head from Great Britain and try to fucking take a train through. I don't know, you know. That's some crazy shit right there. But yeah, I agree, Juno. He sounds kind of dead. I wish we had the video clip for you. We'll have to work out the kinks on some other shit some other night. Our audio is all fucked up tonight. But yeah, he already has this weird sniffle thing going on. And yeah, you know, I'm giving the president shit. I mean, I can do that. He is my president. He is a public figure. I'm allowed to give him shit. But, you know, throughout like the whole campaign and stuff and throughout part of his, you know, his early presidency, it was all about the sniffs. It was all about them sniffs. You know what I mean? And then the sniffs turned into open mouth. That's what it seems like he was doing this time. And there's three options here. Number one, which I think is the least likely, coronavirus. Number two, severe exhaustion from fucking working these kind of hours, trying to figure out shit and getting thrown curveballs left and right. It's like, you know, a global pandemic. And then fucking three, possibly the Sudafed is not helping him anymore because he's abused it for so long and now his nose is starting to stuff up. So now he's breathing through his mouth like a mouth breather. I think the president has allergies. What do you think, Crafter?
I mean, I guess that's the most logical explanation. I don't remember what that damn saying that Reddit and the internet uses all the time. But, you know, the most, you know, logical answer is probably it. The simplest one.
The simplest answer is probably the right one. Interesting. That's pretty cool. That's good to know. That puts a lot of things in perspective. But what is keeping us now, in these hard times, from rising up? You know?
Revolution.
Viva la revolution!
I think what's lacking is kind of like how we don't have a plan for coronavirus. You know, what would the new government do in a situation like this? What would cause the majority of the population to back them? Because they expect a lot to be done for them. They expect to be protected.
Don't you think that's only 50% of people?
Yeah. Yeah.
The other 50% I'd say don't want government intervention. Zero. They're either grow their own veggies and hunt their own food than fucking have to deal with the government overlords.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't want to worry about pandemic. I haven't shaken another human's hand in 6 months.
I don't need to get toilet paper because I fucked my sister.
Yeah, I just use leaves. I mean, but is there enough land, do you think, for 7 billion people to live out on their own?
7 billion?
Yeah, enough and land? Hunt for food individually or small groups?
I think that you would probably see a thinning of the herd, so to speak, early on where people would kill themselves, but mostly in countries or in cities where people were relying on those kind of food sources. You know, their instinct is like a bear who's gotten too close to society. That's go to the dumpster, you know, go to the grocery store, go to these places. When that shit runs out, they'll fight amongst each other for the rest of the spoils. People that are outside of the you know, that already live in rural areas will be less affected. They'll just become more socialist. They'll bring people in to take care of their flocks. They'll bring people in to fucking, you know, take care of the land, and they'll bring people in to protect. And in return, they'll have, you know, a domicile, they'll have food, and they'll have protection. And I think...
Kind of like a job, right?
if only jobs were that fucking cool.
Yeah, only if they had like things like police forces and jobs, but you know, they weren't corrupt, right? Yeah. That's the idea, right?
Unlike corrupt politicians, I fucking believe that we could sustain ourselves. You know what I mean?
It's like the hippie communion idea, right?
No, like the redneck community idea. The hippie community idea has too many distractions that aren't worth the time. Like the whole free love and fucking drugs thing. Don't get me wrong, I like all of those things, and I'm not judging if that's your thing, but at the same token, there's a time and place for things. And sometimes you have to, like, set things aside and come together in a way that supersedes what your wants are, you know?
But don't you like kind of like the modern, like, I mean, like all of us living so close together has made computers, has made, you know, technology, has brought us, you know, further away from each other socially, but, you know, closer together digitally.
That's true. And I do enjoy it very much. And I love the technology. But it's a love hate, like deep down, I rather fucking be making my own furniture in the woods out of trees and, you know, picking blueberries when it's the spring. I mean, that I'd rather that kind of life, honestly. Totally.
The natural way of things, huh?
Yeah,
the
man.
The way nature intended.
I think my butthole would thank me if I was like a mountain man. I'd poop like a bear, dude. Bears don't have you think bears get hemorrhoids?
Yeah.
Yeah? You think bears, like, yeah, they push too hard when they poop?
Yeah, because, like, to hibernate, they eat a whole bunch of stuff to, like, stock, like, to make it so that it's, like, clogged up. Like, a whole bunch of, like, leaves and twigs and shit, and it's just, like, this clogs up their butthole. And then they eat a whole bunch of food, and they just survive off that through the winter while they hibernate. And then when they come out, it's, like, probably, like, the world's biggest poop.
Yes, that's fucking amazing. You write about that shit. And that's, getting back to fucking trash bears, that happens, they tend not to hibernate when they get, you know, they run out of food and get too close to societies and shit. It's fucking crazy. So, wait a minute. Juno, you had touched on something earlier, too. You were talking about that fucking, NVIDIA. So, update on the whole NVIDIA GeForce Now. After three major publishers left, which would be Ubisoft, Epic, and what was the other one that left? It was Rockstar, wasn't it? That they will be fully supporting
Bethesda.
Okay.
Activision.
That they will be fully supporting NVIDIA GeForce now. Also, Cyberpunk 2077 is coming to it. Interesting. You'll be able to play. So, wow, they fucking backtracked on it? That's fucking crazy. Crafter, are you going to play fucking Cyberpunk 2077?
Fuck no. Fuck no. No, I didn't play the other ones that kind of led up into the side stories or nothing, so I don't really care. I'm not into the lore.
Okay, all right. I'll probably play it.
Yeah. And my dick doesn't get hard for Keanu Reeves either.
No? Why the fuck not? He's like the coolest guy ever.
No. It can't be that cool.
Why not?
Just, I don't know. He's Neo. You know, one good movie, two shitty ones.
But he takes the subway and shit, and he's really good with guns and stuff, and he's really nice to people. He does the side
and
hug
John,
without touching
John
people.
John Wick was pretty dope.
Yeah, 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 and, dude, and Bill fucking and Bill and dope. Ted, bro, exactly. That's all you need. Whoa. Is Bill and Ted.
Rufus,
fuck, that's fucking awesome. Fucking Keanu Reeves is the shit. Well, earlier we were talking about the government's, you know, creating decisions for us. My future president, Tulsi Gabbard, thinks the same thing. Can you play that clip from Tulsi Gabbard on my favorite channel, I should say, Fox News, with Tucker Carlson, one of the most prolific populist journalists in existence? Shout out to you, Tucker Carlson. For real, I'd love to hang out with you one of these days. I also would like to know what tobacco you chew, or is it that you just do, like, the gum or something? That also is a thing that I'd like to know. Here we go.
As the Democratic field has consolidated down to just a very few, the press has adopted the habit of attacking the party's
voters,
suggesting they're sexist. letting the race come down to two white men.
Oh.
You know, no country for old men. It seems like it is a country for old men. It's no country for women presidential candidates.
Voters only have two men to choose from, two older white men to choose from.
This historically diverse field of candidates has now come down to two white guys.
The White House will once again be occupied by a white man. The Dem primary is now down to two white men.
The next one's my favorite.
I did not notice that.
Three old white men.
Tulsi's a man now.
The worst people on the planet on television. Imagine if they were saying about any other group, and they're lying anyway. From the beginning, the press and the DNC have colluded to shut out an actual woman running for president. That would be Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, shit, we forgot.
Why? Because she has the same view of Middle Eastern wars that Howard Dean had in 2004 when he ran for the Democratic nomination. Another Democratic debate is scheduled for this weekend, but Gabbard will not be there. The party changed the rules specifically to keep her out, despite the fact she picked up a delegate on Super Tuesday. Meanwhile, the DNC reportedly is considering another rule change so that Joe Biden is allowed to sit during the debate rather than stand. We'll see.
Shut the fuck up!
Congressman Gabbard joins us tonight.
He doesn't deserve to be in the race if he can't fucking stand.
What do you think of this? I mean, you must have the television on, and you walk through an airport, and you're captive to CNN for a minute, and you hear people say, there are no women in the race, and you're thinking, well, I'm in the race.
Right here.
What do you make of this?
Hi. Hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's happened.
We have to pause this for a second. Fucking, I think that we should play a drinking game. If you're out there in TV watching land, drink every time Tulsi Gabbard says regime changed war. Okay, here we go.
More than once where, yes, walking through airports or happen to see a television on, and it is actually a disservice to the voters, really, is what's happening here, is they're disrespecting the voters in this country and their ability to make the best informed decision about who they would like to see move forward as a Democratic nominee. And it really begs the question, why are they doing this? Why is the political elite in Washington, their corporate media partners, why are they continuing to try to erase my candidacy, to try to stop voters from hearing the message that I'm continuing to bring to the forefront that began the very first day that I announced my candidacy for president, this attempt to black out or smear my campaign, my character, my candidacy? It's really not a mystery. Why I'm running for president is to bring about a sea change in our foreign policy, a sea change that says we will end these wasteful regime change wars, stop going around the world trying to be the world's police, toppling dictators, work to end this new Cold War and nuclear arms race, all of which are not making us any safer, and instead redirect our taxpayer dollars actually towards serving the needs of the American people here at home. Things like dealing with the coronavirus, things like investing in education and in healthcare, affordable housing. There are such urgent needs that people have. This is the change that I seek to bring about. It's not a mystery. This is why I'm running for president. The American people deserve to know why those in power don't want them to hear this message.
That's that Tulsi Gabbard for you. That's my president, my future president. Because my current president is Donald Trump, but my future president is Tulsi Gabbard. She's still in the race, guys. Vote for Tulsi Gabbard. You might have to write her in, though.
I've been saying Tulsi for, I think, a year straight now on this show. I'm like, anything she said right there, what can you punch a hole in? You know?
Mm-hmm. You really can't. Until her platform opens up a little bit more and she starts talking about prostitution, which is something that...
Okay, you got me.
Because that's one thing that fucking Elizabeth Warren stole from her early on, was like women's rights, which this is one-time decriminalization I think would be a bad idea. And that's what Elizabeth Warren was calling for, decriminalization of prostitution. You know what that would look like, bro? That would be the worst case scenario, right? Like, best case is, it's legal, right? Meaning that there has to be some sort of standard of law as far as how you fucking run your hoes. You can't just fucking say you're a pimp and fucking start pimping hoes and slapping bitches and shit. Wait, in New York, prostitution is becoming legal? Really? Crafty.
Damn.
You could go make some money, bro.
Let's go be some pimps, yo. We won't hit anybody. We'll be real nice. We'll rent them rooms
It'll be real easy. Take advantage of sex workers who fucking don't have really much education. That should be really easy to fucking do.
Yeah, we got to get in. Juno, out in New York, do all the Indians and Pakistanis own the fucking hotels out there? Because if so, we need to get in with those motherfuckers and be like, hey, so, yeah, fucking, we want to run some shit. It's legal, bro. We'll cut you in on this action. Get, like, you
Shout
know,
out
hours.
To the Patels.
To the whom?
Patels.
They're the ones who own all the, every single hotel in existence?
They own 80% of hotels in the United States. People with last name Patel.
That's crazy shit. That's Illuminati. It's like Indian Illuminati.
It's a part of the caste system. Oh. Like, they're not all related. They all had that last name because of, like, being caretakers. So, like, for centuries, they've all been in that, you know, industry, but they've really expanded.
That's crazy. Juno's throwing out the tidbits tonight, too, also. In other news, a streamer on Twitch got banned for firing a gun on stream while drunkenly playing with it. People have made a computer virus to take advantage of the fear of the coronavirus. Weird. But prior to that, did you hear about the gun incident?
I watched the video and everything.
Shut up, cool. Dude. Really?
Yeah. He's talking some shit and grabs his Glock and then, like, cocks it, like, pulls the bullet out and then goes to fire it and goes, boom! But I watched it again. It's like, he never dropped the clip. He just, like, fucking cycled the round without dropping the clip first, so it just fed another round into it.
What a dumbass, dude! That's fucking beautiful and fucking filthy at the same time. I can't even fucking believe that shit. That's amazing. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got some juice. We got some fucking juice clip-wise tonight. Weren't you talking about some other Twitch incident? Fucking Twitch banned someone for fucking beating up a tin can?
Yeah, it was like violence or something. They got like a temporary ban for beating up an aluminum can.
Right? They can't fuck with us, though. We're not violent, are we? I don't think we're, you know, they might think we're hate speech. We're not really hate speech. We're just like, we're like diet racist. We're diet sexist. We're diet homophobic.
It's all under the veil of, you know, satire and comedy. And so, I mean, who knows what I really think? Because I don't fucking know.
Yeah, same. You know? Same. I'd just be fucking chilling, smelling vanilla candles. Whew. Wow. Taking Flonase for my fucking allergies and watching numerous amounts of fucking news clips just to fucking hang out with you guys. And then when the whole fucking shebang comes along, then I get all fucking choked up because I can't remember. It's like, you know, when you fill the fucking vase too high and then it overflows. I think that's what fucking happens to me. It happens to me every time. But, Oh wait, this is not the clip I want to play next, because I forgot, dude. There is some juice going on, man. That fucking Joe Biden, dude.
Oh, you want some Biden?
Yeah, that fucking Joe Biden.
His fucking vase overflowed and he fucking blew his little lid a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So you got that clip, fucking Joe Biden fucking with a labor worker? Let's do that shit. I'm gonna take your AR-14s away.
Okay, Joe Biden yesterday hurling profanities at a
hurling profanities
who questioned him on his stance about guns.
Yeah, really? So when someone engages you, you curse.
Oh, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Mill Rights employee Jerry Wayne joins us now. Jerry,
this guy got a beard too.
Set the scene. When did you realize you'll have a chance to question
Look at this beard.
The former vice president about his stance on guns?
Quite the beard.
Well, I heard when I first came to work that he'd be coming in. So I spent...
He looks kind of psycho, too, when he's talking. His, like, eyes twitching. You should check this clip out. It's beautiful.
I had no idea that he was going to be taking questions or if it was going to be that type of scenario. He started making his rounds, shaking people's hands, and he made it to my way, and I stopped him. I started to ask him a question. He could have easily said, I'm not taking questions, and I would have very respectfully walked away. But he wanted to listen to my questions, and I don't think that he was ready for it.
Well, it was hard to hear. What did you ask him?
Well, I asked him how he was going to be helping get us work, us union workers, work in the future.
He is a stupid, creepy fuck.
At the moment,
you're right, Juno.
There's always
fuck
room for
Biden.
Improvement, and I wanted to give him the opportunity to show us where that improvement could come from.
And
I also asked him, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I also asked him how he wanted to get the vote of the working man when a lot of us wield arms. We bear arms, and we like to
wield arms.
And we like to do that. We like to do that.
Take our guns. I don't see how he get the same.
Someone should talk to this guy for a minute. His message has changed.
Yeah, he wasn't prepped.
Because he looked at you and he said, "That's not true. I never said that." So we went to the Wayback Machine, as Steve always says, and we found.
That's a real thing, bitch.
That really concerns you. Watch this.
Oh, here we go.
Gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Fuck you, Anderson Cooper.
You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. Look, the Second Amendment doesn't say you can't restrict the kinds of weapons people can own.
So,
viral videos, Jerry, that you had seen. Another one is where he talks about putting Beto O'Rourke in charge of guns. We're going to run that, too. Watch.
I want to make something clear. I'm going to guarantee you this is not last year's seat of this guy. You're going to take care of the gun problem with me. You're going to be the one who leads this effort. I'm counting on you.
Yeah, that's enough of that shit. And fuck Beto O'Rourke, too. Like, his whole shit about fucking, fuck yeah, we're going to take your guns. Fuck yeah, I'm going to take your AR-15. At least he got the fucking... He kind of got what the gun is, right? The whole assault weapons thing kind of fucks with me. Who fucking created that term, assault weapon?
I don't know. I think that it's more references like a weapon a military person would use, which is does semi or full auto or burst.
Okay. All right.
I feel that would be, you know, fit the definition. Or a large weapon that would be like strapped to a vehicle, you know, like a... Or to a helicopter, you know, like a minigun or a fucking Gatling gun. I feel like that
that's
would be
an assault weapon. Yeah, exactly. Later, Juno. Have a good evening.
Like it has to be something that can, you know, spit a large amount of rounds extremely quickly. You know, faster than a finger pull. You know, that's how I feel it should be defined.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So do you think an AR-15 is an assault weapon?
If it was fully auto with like a 200 round barrel clip, yeah.
What about an AR-14?
No AR-14. I feel like most people's standard issue AR-15, semi-auto, even up to like a 60 round, 100 round clip. Like, I don't feel that's necessarily overkill, especially for target practice or aiming. I don't think so.
What about overthrowing the government?
I mean, those are the tools necessary to do so if they become corrupt. And not something that I'm advocating for at this moment. But, you know, in the Constitution and, you know, the Declaration of Independence, it kind of is outlined that this is what you're supposed to do, you know, when you feel like if a government is overtaxing you or, you know, not giving you the things that, you know, that you need to survive or, you know, taking your money and handing it to someone else. I mean, those kind of things happened. And I feel like when it becomes a point of exploitation, that, you know, the people are obligated to step in and do something.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Are we capable?
And hopefully, you know, like if just enough citizens step up, that enough soldiers would join, and those kind of things of, you know, are weapons necessary? If the people want change, you know, there's not going to be much of a force to deny it. Hopefully, it's a very strong majority.
So you think it'll be the people first, then the soldiers?
I believe so. I mean, when enough citizens and mothers and sisters and stuff, do soldiers really want to fight their own family? Probably not.
Probably not. I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. We'll get back to a little bit of revolution, but before things take a fucking twisted, dire turn into the future of our country... post-coronavirus economic downfall. Let's take a moment to really appreciate Don Lemon. This is a cut-up clip from the Daily Caller. One I like to call, "Fuck you, Don Lemon. You're a jackal."
I'm going to tell you, first of all, he read it. And somebody that wrote this, look, I don't want to get into that.
He, well, it was
why
on today.
Why not? That's why you're here to talk about the president's address.
Can I finish now? No, but
No, no, you
let
can't, John. John, because we're here to talk about the president's address. Wait, we're here. I don't want you to go on and deflect and talk about
the
president's address. And you said that someone else wrote it. He's the president. Even if someone else wrote it, it should be
I know
right.
He did. Dumb talk. Don. He put this thing out because there was some confusion out there, okay?
This now there's more confusion, John.
And what I'm... Look, I'm trying...
I want to go on his show and be berated.
The road. Looking back doesn't get things fixed.
We're not looking back. The president's address... The president's address was tonight. That is the newest information we did.
Tonight will,
is the president's address.
I think it was fine. That's what I think.
You think the wrong, you think inaccurate information that you have to come back and clarify two or three times, you think that's fine?
I thought he did fine. That's what I thought. I thought he had the right tone, and he no longer played around with, we're going to blame Democrats, or we're, forget this stuff. I hope he's...
This guy is flustered. Don't let Don Lamont take you on. Stand up to this bitch.
Now, the fact that they clarified, it isn't unusual in a speech for somebody to clarify something, okay? But I don't think that the tone he showed tonight takes away from some clarification. I think he set a serious tone. That's what I wanted out of him for a long time, and I think we got it.
John.
That's what I think. And I think
can
we
be
need to
serious
move
and
yes.
Sit here and tell you 4 plus 4 equals 85.
It does! Common Core tells me so!
To their audience,
Here we go. Don Lamont loses it here.
Donald Trump.
You elite us with your geography and your maps and your spelling, even though my
spelling.
Yeah, you're reading, you know, your geography, knowing other countries, sipping your latte.
All those lines on the map.
And
only them elitists know where Ukraine is. Sorry, I apologize.
And yet these motherfuckers talk shit like that, and literally they're the establishment. You guys are the fucking establishment. The fuck are you talking about? Don Lemon fucking last week was already talking about if you go up against the establishment, this is what happens. This is how what you get. More of that fucking shifty-ass fucking mobster mentality. Fucking blows my mind. Yeah. You were going to say something, Crafter?
No, nothing important.
Okay. Well, fuck. So here it is. We sit at the precipice at the end of this episode. What was this, 56?
Yeah, 56.
Yeah, I named him wrong. I fucked up.
5-6.
We'll fix it later. Fucking.
It's a mistake episode. There was a whole bunch of mistakes.
Yeah, that's true, actually, huh? There was, like, the fucking sound shit and all that. But none of this matters, because as we approach the end of number 56, verbose.xyz, check us out if you haven't already. Fucking. We are on the precipice of possible martial law. It's just all the ingredients line up perfectly. Coronavirus, economic downturn, our president looks like he's fucking dying. We have the perfect cocktail of keeping everybody inside, keeping everybody docile, and having a reason to police you and know where you're at and what you're doing 24/7. What are you going to do with your last good weekend, Crafter?
Fuck. I don't know, drive to the middle of nowhere. No, I'm just kidding. Just do the same old thing. I'm going to try to live like normal. I don't give a shit about no fucking coronavirus. If I catch it, I'm going to be fine. I'll sit at home for 2 weeks if I get it. Don't worry anybody else.
I'm more afraid of the mass hysteria than I am any coronavirus.
Yeah, the mass hysteria is what's going to fuck it all up. Like, I'm not going to give a shit. I don't give a shit. If I get another really bad cold, I'll just fucking chill at home, watching shit on the internet. It'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Good times, everyone.
It'd be good times. You guys, let's do this for the good times. If you're going to buy toilet paper and be a dick about it, at least take pictures of it and put it on the internet. So we could see your castle that you made out of fucking toilet paper. And I hope that cockroaches fucking crawl in that shit and lay eggs, and that you're wiping your ass with cockroach eggs. I really do. Yeah? No?
That's awesome. That's really great. That's the best thing ever. Yeah, cockroach asshole bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, buying all toilet paper.
Right?
Motherfuckers.
And again, it didn't affect me. That's an old wise man trick from back in the day. If you're out there in TV watching land and you're having trouble getting the ladies to stick around, you know what I mean? All you got to do is make sure your place is fully stocked with fucking toilet paper. Girl comes to your place, she needs to use your bathroom. If it's clean and you got toilet paper, she's going to be impressed with you. She's going to be like, oh, damn, this one's one of those keeper types. Holy shit. But I guess it won't matter when we're in martial law, because there'll be like mandates that you can only flush once a day. That'll probably happen.
Yeah. In your daily TP quota, one square a day. There are 10,000 pieces.
Right, exactly. And that shit is one ply. Government ain't giving anything else up except for fucking one ply. For real.
Yeah. I'll see you guys all in the FEMA camps in about 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly, dude. We'll be live in the FEMA camps. We'll be in pod 3.
Check us out.
Check us out, verbose.xyz.
Verbose.pod 3.
We got verbose.pod 3. We got fucking toilet paper squares that are 2-ply and a jug of water that will pass around. So, which won't matter because we're all going to die from the coronavirus anyways.
Yep.
Not really. That's all FUD, dude, in my mind. I don't think we're going to die. I think you're right. A large contingency of people are actually going to fucking get it. But I think at the end of the day, it's only going to just mutate out. And then we'll end up having coronavirus fucking a season. And eventually we'll get back to the point where we'll have memes again. Instead of being bat soup, it'll be drinking a Corona on a beach somewhere, telling your boss that you have the coronavirus. It's going to be awesome.
He died from coronavirus. It's like, he had fucking AIDS. It was gonna be fucking something.
Right, exactly. What the fuck did you think was gonna happen, taking all that dick in your ass? Or getting that blood transfusion? Fuck you for getting that blood transfusion. Because that's the major way. Number one way to get AIDS is through blood transfusion. Number two way to get AIDS is homosexual acts. Anal homosexual acts. Number three way to get AIDS is I think it's really low on the other end of like heterosexual sex than like blood to blood contact with air in between, and then the list goes down from there. But you could literally be in a heterosexual relationship with someone who has AIDS and never get it. Do you know that?
Do you know it's the fourth most likely way to get AIDS?
What?
Listening to verbose.xyz.
Oh, that dude, that's not AIDS. That's fucking straight up GAIDS, bitches. You want to get the GAIDS, listen to verbose.xyz. Fucking bringing it to you raw and uncut the way that we do. We're here every Thursday. I hope you check us out eventually. One of these days, you guys will get around to it. I promise you. It'll be worth it, too. Like listening back to fucking number one of Joe Rogan. Who the fuck has listened past like 1800 at this point? Before we end this podcast, there's two fucking things I forgot. Last week I forgot to give a shout out to PlayStation 2. That's what I was trying to remember this whole fucking time. PlayStation motherfucking 2. The best video game console to ever have existed.
Most selling.
Huge fucking library. I don't know if it's the largest library, because that'd probably be PC, but it's a big fucking ass library. Fuck yeah. So PlayStation 2, shout out to you motherfuckers. I modded a bunch of those too, man. Magic memory card fucking thrown in a hard drive. That's not a hard mod. And then you got fucking games off the hard drive. You got bitches fucking playing multiplayer and shit, and you don't even have to fucking buy those. Oh wait, it's just for backups, guys. It's just for backups. Although the Xbox is still superior in moddability, the PlayStation 2, you are probably a more complete console for the generation and the time. I salute you. And Alex Jones did nothing wrong. Alex Jones did nothing wrong.
Free Alex Jones.
Free Alex Jones. Yeah. Did we report about that last week? About how fucking Alex Jones got a DWI? Or was that recently?
That happened. That was too recent. Yesterday.
Oh shit. Yeah, that was like 2 days ago, I think it is. Anyway, so fucking Alex Jones, shout out to you motherfucker, living it real out there. So and this is what's crazy to me. He gets arrested and instantly CNN's like, ha, gotcha, bitch, mugshot, here you go. This is what we're gonna do, cause we gotta smear this fucking stupid ass bitch. And don't get me wrong, he's a fucking Neanderthal. I 100% believe that he's a fucking ape that just got a really good brain, you know. But he still has those fucking ape-like instincts. Holy shit, 4,174 Bitcoin is fucking tanking. Holy shit. So the real story is he goes with his wife to eat sushi. They drink a bottle of sake. They get into an argument. And I'm sure getting into an argument with Alex Jones is no fucking walk in the park. You know what I'm saying? So fucking, he walks home. Wife meets him there. They argue again. He leaves the house, drives away. So it's been a solid 3 hours since he shared that bottle of sake. And this is by his words, his admission to the cops. They breathalyze him. He's below. They breathalyze him twice. 0.079 and 0.07, or it was 0.078, 0.079. So he never went past the legal limit. Definitely towed the line on that. And then fucking apparently he failed a couple sobriety tests. But any other white man in America would have been let free from that shit. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't Alex Jones, I think they were just trying to go after him. Like, why were they following him? You know? Why would they even listen to some crazy drunk bitch on the phone?
Which is what happened. The bitch called the cops on him. That's literally what fucking happened. That's fucking crazy to me. You know?
Yeah, when I call the cops, it takes 50 fucking minutes for them to show up. And that's average for the city.
Right. That's why you gotta own guns, my dude. But, you know, fucking, that's crazy to me too, because this motherfucker's been married twice. Like, wouldn't you think the person that you're going to marry is going to be the kind of bitch that ain't going to call the cops on you? Like, after an argument? I mean, obviously you murder someone, she's going to call the cops on you. You know? Unless she was in on it too.
Alex Jones has never been a great judge of character.
And I'm not... I shouldn't be defending Alex Jones too, because I can only... You know, with his rants, I can only imagine how it is arguing with him. And he has no qualms in public, so he probably really embarrassed the fuck out of her too. But at the same token, you know, fucking shit happens. You know the guy you married. You fucking... You've probably watched as much fucking InfoWars as I have. Come on.
But DWI, not like public disturbance? What the fuck?
Right, right. Exactly. Fucking crazy to me. So shout out to you, Alex Jones. Fucking fight the power that be. Finally, you get to see what the real people out here fucking deal with. I would definitely say that Palestine is straight. Egypt, fucking bisexual. And motherfuckers out there, if you don't agree with me, now you know the gay is real. We are here, we are verbose.xyz. Every Thursday around 7 o'clock, we lazy motherfuckers, so check us out. Thank you for joining us on this amazing journey. Hit us up, subscribe, follow us, do all that fucking stupid shit. And, oh yeah, we will see you next time. Girl, you promised it. I hide in the cave like Osama did. I'm blowing a bag in the diamond district. You need me like dollars that are owed to you. Yeah, money and me are the same, but I just don't fall for you. Yeah, run me your body, I put a range on the road for you. I don't know what you were told, but I ain't mad at you, baby. If I sent you out, me to a big boy, you crazy. Diamond in the rough, you look as good as Oprah's bank account. I just wanna take you out. Fuck you. Overseas, I fly you out. Is he tricking? Do she really love him? Let's just find it out. Baby, what's up with your mouth? See the girl straight from the south. Is they mad that you fold me? Is they mad that you ride around in a Bentley? Is they mad that you not with them? Same hoes hating me in my DM. That's too sad. Locking it down, locking it down, locking it down. I ain't mad at him, baby. If I sent you out, me to a beer, boy, you crazy. Diamond in the rough, you look as good as Oprah's bank account. I just wanna take you, look as good as Oprah's bank account. I just wanna take you, look as good as Oprah's bank account. I just wanna take you, look as good as Oprah's bank account. I ain't mad at him, baby. My bitch pull up looking like Oprah Banks. Let's go. Take a pic with a bitch and she fake.
She look like a goddess, but she ain't no saint. My bitch bout it, she need her a tank. You know ain't no limit on blue honey. My bitch like a big bag of money, that's new money. Chill. You gon' make the bitch think that you love fuck. Hold her hand right in front, you be too public. Take the little nigga, bitch, he ain't do nothing. Yeah. Nah, this bitch going baby on baby.
Let's go.
She want me to stay, ain't stay. And I hope that these niggas don't play, ain't playing.
Let's go.
Your bitch looking good as Oprah bank account. I'm the type to take a nigga, hold from him and take her out. Keep the butt, I take the mouth.
I ain't mad at him, baby.
Let's go.
If I sent you out, me to be up on you crazy.
Let's go.
Diamond in the rough, you look as good as Oprah's bank account. I just wanna take you out. Fuck you in your mama house. Overseas, I fly you out. Is he tricking? Do she really love me? Let's just find it out. Baby, what's up with your mouth? City girl straight from the south. I just wanna take you, look as good as Oprah's bank account. I just wanna take you, look as good as Oprah's bank account. I just wanna take you, look as good as Oprah's bank account.